islands off the west coast of Donegal are extremely unique and very precious. We as Donegal County Council have worked quite hard along with the islands community to try to make sure that the infrastructure on the islands that come under the responsibility of Donegal County Council are of a very high standard, like anywhere else in the county. And we have fulfilled that. My understanding is that the vast majority of roads, apart from one road, are all done. But there's quite a high amount of roads on the islands, both in Tory and Naranmore, along with the smaller other islands that aren't getting any attention at all. The department is saying very clearly to us, and again this week as well, says that their policy is that until Donegal County Council agrees to take over the roads that they're going to fund, which are non-county roads, that they won't fund them. Now, I was very critical of this, and I questioned the Rinnegaltas representative that was at our islands meeting this week of, you know, that policy and who decides that policy and when was it decided. I believe very strongly, because I spend quite a lot of time on nearly all the islands, working with the islands community, try to bring proper infrastructure to the island. So what I believe needs to happen is that the ring needs to relax their policy for a while, that there has to be 1, 2 or 3 years reprieve to allow Donegal County Council a space. We in Donegal County Council had a workshop there recently on roads, and this is one of the suggestions that came from senior management that might be a suggestion to look at. So what I would like to see now is that the ring would meet with me and others and look to bring a reprieve on that policy to allow the council a chance to look at our own policy, because you don't change policy overnight. We have a situation here on the islands that the government is telling us that we need to protect our islands, our heritage, our language, but yet the very thing that helps people to sustain or to stay in the islands, to return to live in the islands again, is our infrastructure. And if they don't fund that very important, critical part of our infrastructure, this cannot be happening. There's a contradiction in their position. And I'll give you a very important example. If you're on one of the islands in Naranmore, for example, and if there was, and God forbid, if there was a fire or something, and the response time due to bad roads would be reduced. So this is a really serious issue for our island community, not just for us to kind of maintain our heritage and our culture, but for those that actually live on the islands every single day. So what I'd be asking again is, and I've been in contact with the departments, and I have contacted the department, like I said, to ask them to sit down with myself, and if others want to come along, of course, and try to bring a resolution to this. Nearly 7 years as a councillor, having the same discussion nearly at every single island meeting, things aren't moving forward. No point having an island committee meeting if things aren't being done, if things aren't moving forward. I'm very busy, as others are, and we have better things to do if we're just actually sitting down, having the same discussion over and over and over again. The meetings have to be productive. The Rinn na Gaeltacht have to be productive in terms of their approach to the island community. I know that the Donegal County Council is up to make sure that everything is possible is done on the islands, but Rinn needs to step up to the mark now. And that's why I'm asking the Minister to sit down with myself and others, if they wish, to try to bring a resolution to this issue.